Hi, I'm Daniel, I'm a sleep physician, and if you have insomnia, this channel is for you. Today, the second post-mortem on Brett's insomnia, really milking this success story. We're going to look at how Brett had serious doubts about how CBTI would work for him, but now he's sleeping excellent. If you have doubts, know that just as for Brett, if you commit, you can sleep excellent as well. Hi everyone, I hope you are having a terrific day, and I noticed that a lot of new subscribers, super welcome everyone. This is going to be the second post-mortem on breast insomnia, as I mentioned, and like the third recent video where it talked about like this success story, and I think so much to learn from here. There's probably nothing we can learn more from than when somebody is successful with CBTI. So let's read a part of this this exchange. And by the way, I think there's going to be one more exchange, one more episode from this exchange where I just read the whole thing at some point in time. But that said, let's jump in here. So for you who have like haven't been tuning in recently, you can check out episode from yesterday, which is 212, and also I think 210, which are all about Brett. Now, Brett wrote me this message about 2 months ago where he said the following, and it was in the context of worrying about insomnia. He said, there are weeks where I don't think about it, but then I get anxious and start looking stuff up on the internet frantically and Reddit forums that say CBTI doesn't work, etc. I'm sure you've seen them. And that makes me so anxious. Sometimes I can't get the negative thoughts that it won't work out of my head. I just have this negative thought that CBTI won't work for me. That is echoed so often on this channel and elsewhere. You know, people thinking that, you know, they know that they have insomnia, they know that there's this thing called CBTI that works for a lot of people, but still feel like, I don't think it's going to work for me. A lot of people find a reason for that, such as I have sleep maintenance insomnia, or I never feel sleepy, or I only sleep 2 hours, or my insomnia started because I had a head injury or something like that. A lot of times people feel that it won't work for me. And as you know, if you've seen the recent episodes, Brett went on to commit to CBTI. He said it was really tough, but he did it, and he's now sleeping excellent. So, you know, two things to take home from this specifically, which is, I've talked about this a little bit before, but I think it's really important. I think it's worth to say again, is like, the reason I believe that so many people think that CBTI is not going to work for them is that when we have a problem, the best way to solve a problem is typically to apply a trial and error strategy, meaning we have a problem, we try something, if it doesn't work, we go on to try something else. And that is a good strategy because oftentimes you end up finding the solution if you try enough things. Right, so part of why trial and error is successful is that you discard something that doesn't work quickly, and the quicker you discard something that isn't helpful, the sooner you find the solution. But that does not work for insomnia, because for insomnia, like the part of the problem is looking for the solution. You know, trying this doesn't work, trying this doesn't work. That just makes the whole thing worse. You're going down to the rabbit hole. So, but I just want to explain that. The reason you may be thinking that CBTI isn't going to work for me is part of your brain's like trial and error strategy. So just be mindful of that, you know. And then the second thing is like, I think there's another important one. Like, oftentimes people say this didn't work for me. I tried this. This didn't work for me. Meaning it didn't make me sleep, right? And if you're a subscriber to the channel, you know that the only thing that can make us sleep really is our own natural sleep drive that can sometimes be blocked by anxiety and things like that. But no matter what, like, that sleep drive is the only thing that can really make us sleep. And why am I bringing this up? It is because if you approach CBTI the same way, it is not going to work. Meaning, and by the way, Pexi Lopez, you really taught me this one. If you approach CBTI as something that's going to make you sleep, it is not going to work, because you're going to be thinking about like, it didn't work, it's not making me sleep, I'm not sleeping. CBTI is really about like education and setting the stage for sleep, you know, giving you the best possible chances of sleep. And if you approach it that way, then you are going to be successful. So I hope, you know, that really the primary thing I wanted to show you here was that Brett did not believe. He was really anxious. He really doubted that CBTI was going to work for him. He still committed, did the work, and guess what? He's sleeping excellent. So we're going to take a little pause from this success story, but I think it's been super, super helpful. I'm so thankful, Brett, for this. And thanks everyone that's commenting, and please continue giving me comments. That's so helpful to have, and I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, have a good night.